This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy!
Bish, we could say that our next guest has kind of sprung out on us out of the blue.
Absolutely. I bet you not even the cooks or those living at Balibo predicted this.
Whether you're staying at the Fat Cow Motel down at the Headland, there's no point making small claims about our next guest.
Even all my friends are leaving Brisbane and swimming upstream beneath Hill 60 just to hear this interview.
Oh, I hope things won't be too blurred for them during their time home and away.
Sometimes it's all about marking time, and a man's got to do what a man's got to do. So let's round up Danny Deckchair at the Supernova.
It's time for a man who knows all about being Carl Williams. Let's rise him up from under the radar and the underbelly. Gutton Grantley, welcome to the Hump Day Crew.
Well done, guys. I think that could be my new bio.
Oh, brilliant. We'll send you an audio bio copy for your website, Gutton.
Good morning to you. There you go. There's a few recognisable bits and pieces there, I'd imagine. Just...
Yeah, well, I've been acting for almost 10 years now, so I guess there's a few credits that you can add to that little spiel, so thank you.
There's been we've already gone through a number of your repertoires and what you've who you've played. Out of that, who would you say your favourite character has been along the way?
It's definitely Carl Williams, obviously. he was a thrill and a joy, and such a great experience to be a part of with all the other great people involved, and having it become such a great success is quite an honour as well. So I really enjoyed that.
Guyton, a couple of years ago when you won an AFI award for your role as Carl Williams on Underbelly, you said at the press conference that after your role as Carl Williams, you got a lot of fat roles. Is that still happening?
I didn't get a lot. I got offered a lot. I lost the weight pretty much as soon as I finished the show. No, but it does make you wonder. Maybe I should just stay fat because I might get a bit more work that way.
Don't do it. No. You don't need to. Oh, no. It's like De Niro did it, didn't he, back in the day? So
yeah, I've always been the size I am, which is 80 kilos. So I'm happy to stay that way if I can help it. Maybe we'll save the fat rolls for when I'm 50.
Good man. And are you still being recognised today because of Carl Williams? I mean, obviously, you are. But I mean, do you get stopped in the street and people refer to you as Carl, or has it moved on?
Yeah, that still happens. You know, I'm sure it will for a long time. And, it can be annoying and frustrating, but it's also just a reminder to let you know that people love the show and they love what you did. So that's a good thing.
Fantastic. Well, at the moment, Gutton, you're calling all creative souls and Facebookers for this competition you have for Movie Extra, where they can win a $50,000 budget to produce their own web series.
That's right, Ginny. It's the Movie Extra Web Fest, and it is $50,000.
Wow.
If you win, to create your own web series.
Wow. And so anyone can pretty much enter this who has a creative streak and a desire to make a web series.
I think that's the best thing about this is it's not just, it's not just an avenue for professionals. Anyone with a great idea can enter this. And production value isn't the most important thing. Basically, what we're after is people to create a 7-part series, 3 minutes for each episode, and the winner will be given the $50,000 to go ahead and produce that. But at the moment, all we need is a 60-second trailer and a little bit of a synopsis and a breakdown of what they intend to do.
If I remember rightly, I've done a couple of short films. I've been in, done some voiceovers for some. You were in a couple in Tropfest, weren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And yeah. I've been involved in countless Tropfest films over the years, and I think Tropfest, which is Movie Extra, has been a great sponsor of and supporter of for the years, is another example of what it's like, as a stepping stone for people to enter the industry. And I think you can notice today, these days, a lot of attention towards media is heading towards the internet, and I think web series are going to become very popular very soon, and this is a great way, just like Tropfest, to give access for people out there to have a go.
So this is one of the first competitions of its kind, I believe. So it's entirely within Facebook, is that correct?
Yeah, so the idea is for everyone to log on to the website, which is facebook.com/movieextrawebfest, all one word. And yeah, that's where you enter your 60-second trailer and establish yourself as a contender. And then the idea is to get as many people behind you as possible, get as many votes and as many little ticks you get and comments. And it's not entirely the be all and end all, but it is a major part of the judging criteria as well. So. I think what the best thing is, I've been to the website today and just this morning, and there's lots of people on there helping each other out, asking for advice, and people putting up advertisements for, I need an actor for this part next week, and how do I download this to make this smaller. And so it's a really, the best thing about Facebook is it's such a great online community, where people can interact, and I think that's making it really possible with this.
And logging onto Facebook dots, do you have any tips for anyone entering? In your personal expertise?
Well, look, it's a 60-second trailer. So, well, I think the best thing you've got to get across is the essence of the show that you intend to create. You want it to be engaging and interesting. You want after the 60 seconds the audience to be wanting more, to be intrigued by it. Look, there is no limit to what you can come up with. There's no genre, descriptions that's required. There's comedies up there. There's animations. There's a wonderful entry that's just been set in a forest with people running around with bow and arrows. And I think if you've got a camera and a basic computer, then all you need is a great idea and some willing friends, and you can come up with something really clever.
Is this a global thing? So anybody in the UK can enter this as well as Australia? I like to mention UK, by the way, all the time. But
look, Bish, I can understand why. But I actually don't know. I'd say so. You can definitely find out if you check on the website. All the terms and conditions will be there. But look, I think if someone from England wants to enter, I think they should do it anyway, just for the hell of it.
Yeah, why not?
Fantastic. Well, I hope people will be logging onto Facebook.com to enter their 60-second trailer for their chance to win a web series 50K budget. Guyton Grantley, thank you very much for your time today. It's been a pleasure having you on our show.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me. And everyone, get on there and check it out. And you've got still got lots of time till the 15th of November. That's when submissions close. So get out there and make yourselves a film.
And what's the web address again? Go on, just one more time.
Facebook.com/movieextrawebfest.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning in to one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.